Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
The Franchise Geeks present Social Geek Radio. Hello, geeks. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey, the better software company, and Franchise Dictionary magazine. In the June issue out now, Franchise Dictionary takes a deep dive into mobile franchises, plus some legal advice, funding tips, and more. You can check it out now at franchisedictionarymagazine.com. Okay, geeks, this is a little bit of a special conversation today. We're not going to get too much into the marketing social side of things. We really want to focus on something very cool happening within the franchise industry. And I wanted to bring on the director of VetFran. It's Radim Dragomaka from the IFA. Radim, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Jack. It's great to be on and great to take this message to your audience and the broader franchise community.
Excellent. Well, we can't wait to hear a little bit more about what VetFran is and how it applies to a lot of people out there that may be listening. But first, give us a little bit of your background. What's your story before you got to the IFA?
Sure. So as my strange name will indicate, the story is a little exotic. I was born in the Czech Republic. The family moved to the U.S. when I was 10. I've lived here ever since. Love my adopted home state of North Carolina, although I've been living in Washington, D.C. these last 4 years. I studied international affairs, international law, and did a lot of sort of content management and nonprofit management. And that led me to the great place I work now, which is the International Franchise Associations Foundation. I've been with the IFA for the last 2.5 years. And I actually realized my 2-year anniversary with VetFran had just passed a couple of days ago. I guess time flies when you're having fun. So
yeah,
I didn't even know
it. Happy anniversary. And so you've got it all figured out now. You've been with the IFA for more than 2 years. So you've got it all figured out. And
absolutely. I know where the bathrooms are. I know where the emergency exits are.
Know who to listen to and who not to listen to. That's what you got to figure out next. So
Yes, absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about VetFran. I know everybody listening to this podcast has heard of VetFran because we do chat about it quite a bit. But take us on a deeper dive of what VetFran is exactly.
Sure. So VetFran is almost as old as I am. It was founded in 1991. It's going to be celebrating its 30th anniversary in a year and a half. We're very excited about that. And for the last almost 3 decades, it's really been the franchise industry's unified effort to make itself into the most veteran-friendly and veteran-ready sector of the U.S. economy. So for most of our members, and certainly for the committee members who lead this program, it really is a labor of love and something that comes from a place of passion and commitment. What we have now is a group of nearly 600 IFA companies in the program. Every one of them meet not just stringent quality criteria, things like continuity rate, things like number of years in business, a critical mass of units open, but they all, you know, I like to say in frank and open terms that military folks use, they put their money where their mouth is. And every one of these companies offers a financial incentive to veterans. These companies realize that veterans make great franchisees, not just anecdotally, but statistically as well. And they also realize that the number one problem that veterans have in terms of getting into franchising is not missing any of the key skills. It's not lacking the ability to be successful once they're in. It's having that startup capital. You know, when you leave, you know, the Army, the Marines, the Air Force, whatever it might be, unless you're leaving as a, you know, general after 25 years, yeah, chances are you may need a small business loan to get you over the finish line. And anything the franchisors can do to take some of those bricks out of the bag and lower the barriers to entry, that's a way of making a commitment to vets and showing that that they want them as franchisees. So our companies offer anywhere from a 10% all the way up to 100% discount on the initial franchise fee. And many of them go above and beyond and offer additional incentives on top of that. Wow. That's sort of Best Friend in a nutshell. Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like there's a lot of financial benefits for veterans who are interested in owning their own business. I can't imagine the difference between that and just starting your own business that's not, you know, part of a franchise, or even more so, not part of VetFran. Are there other benefits for the veterans outside of the financial savings when they want to start a business?
Absolutely. So, you know, one of the reasons, and I know I'm preaching to the choir here, if the audience is the franchise community, but, you know, we like to say that veterans are great at everything, but why are they specifically great for franchising? Why is franchising the right fit for them? And it really has to do with one thing more so than anything else. Every small business is going to require leadership skills, you know, to hire your team, to train your team, to lead them to good results. Every small business is going to require the discipline and hard work of knowing that in your first few years, or heck, in any year, you're going to be putting in a lot more than 40 hours a week if you're a small business owner, because that operation rests on your shoulders and you got to make it a success. But what sets franchising apart is it's a business that comes with a standard operating procedure for how to run it. And if there's one unique skill that all veterans share coming out of the service, is the ability to execute a standard operating procedure. And that's what makes them so good as franchisees. And that's what makes my job easy when I talk to franchisors about why they need to be a part of VetFran, why they need to make this commitment. And Jack, one thing I oftentimes do when I speak to a franchisor who isn't in VetFran is I don't make a pitch. I just say, hey, do you know who your veteran franchisees are? And they say, yeah. And I say, why don't you take a look at the data and tell me how they perform compared to your non-veteran franchisees? And then give me a call back once you've looked that up. Mm. And I can tell you anecdotally, every single time that I've used that angle, the phone call comes back a week later, 2 weeks later, and they say, well, I'll be darned, they're 3% above their system average, or whatever the number might be. I've never once encountered a situation where they underperform the system average. So that's really the best selling point. The, you know, experience teaches best. And once you realize that veterans do well in your brand and you decide you want more of them, there's a great way of combining a patriotic mission of supporting vets and your business bottom line by becoming a part of VetFran.
Yeah. So it sounds like aside from the obvious benefit for a brand, that it's just the right thing to do to, you know, make some great opportunities for veterans. It sounds like it's the smart financial play for them as well, because the veteran-owned small businesses are going to be most likely better run. And I know we're talking anecdotally here, but you know, they're going to be operated at a higher level and obviously more profitable, and that makes it better business for everybody.
Absolutely, and something that people oftentimes don't think about or overlook is that veterans tend to hire their fellow veterans.
Yeah.
Our last search report showed that it was at about a 30% higher rate than non-veteran franchisee hiring. So whenever a veteran becomes a franchisee, they become an amplifier for veterans hiring in the community. And that's something that, you know, everyone can get behind.
Let's talk about any challenges you guys may be experiencing right now at VetFran. Is there anything happening as far as, you know, economic issues or you know, government regulations or anything like that that has posed a challenge that you guys have worked through recently?
That's a great question. Here at the IFA Foundation, we're lucky to have a partner in the IFA, and the IFA does all the government lobbying and advocacy. So every now and then in VetFran, we unearth an issue where we really need the help of the IFA. So we don't lobby, but we identify issues. And the issue that we've identified in the last few years that our government relations team is working on now is, are you familiar with veteran-owned small business and service-disabled veteran-owned small business certifications?
Yeah, I am, simply due to the Franchise Action Network meetings last year in D.C. in September.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, so these are certifications that the federal government provides. And once a business earns that certification that they are, in fact, a veteran-owned small business, they get certain federal benefits. Like, there's a certain percentage of all federal contracts that are set aside specifically for people holding the certification. And then for all other federal contracts, holding the certification gives you a leg up. It gives you additional points that make you more competitive. And if you imagine a franchise that does, for instance, parking lot painting or building cleaning for large, you know, office buildings, those federal contracts can be really lucrative. And a lot of veteran franchisees in those sectors might, you know, actively be bidding for them. And unfortunately, the way the federal government interprets the statutes that provide for these certifications at the moment, franchisees are almost 100% ineligible to earn this certification. Even though they're a veteran, even though they 100% own their business, the way the federal government interprets the relationship of the franchisor and the franchisee interferes with their definition of, you know, independently owning that business. So our team is hard at work here. And actually, something I'd like to say to your listeners is, if you have veteran franchisees who have been rejected for this certification, send them our way. We're looking to build a critical mass of case studies, or a government relations team is, and they're looking to take that message to Capitol Hill.
That sounds like we'll be talking a lot about that this September at the Franchise Action Network meeting. And with some of my fine legislators here in the state of Illinois, I'll be glad to have that conversation anytime they would like. Great. So we'll get to some other contact information later in the show, Radim. But if while we're on that subject, if there are some franchisors that have franchisees in that situation and they would like to contact you, let's give that contact information out right now, if you would, please.
Absolutely. So you can certainly send it to my personal email, but given that it's that the spelling is absolutely nightmarish over the phone, they can just send it to vetfran@franchise.org and we'll get it there.
Cool. vetfran@franchise.org. And we'll have a link to that on the Social Geek Radio webpage as well. Outside of some of the regulatory things that we're going to be talking about later this year, what else is coming up on your calendar as far as any big projects or special events or anything else that VetFran might be doing?
Absolutely. So we're actually launching two initiatives that have been in the works for over a year this summer, and we couldn't be more excited about them. So from my description of VetFran, this has been true of the program for the last, you know, 27 years. It's always been about connecting two communities together, the veterans community and the franchisor community. And there is a obvious and natural third leg of this stool, if you will, and that's the veteran franchisees. And when I started here in this position, I thought to myself, you know, there are no better storytellers and ambassadors for veterans in franchising than the veteran franchisees themselves. So back in February of this year, we launched a brand new website, vetfran.org. I encourage everyone to check it out. And last week, we launched a brand new portal within that website where veteran franchisees from VetFran member companies can actually sign up on the website, create their profile, and right away they get put on the only national map, a customer-facing map that showcases veteran-owned franchises where consumers can go and choose to take their business and support local veteran entrepreneurs. And on the back end of that site, they can tell us how they want to engage with VetFran. And they don't have to do anything because I get a lot of them are just busy small business owners running their shop. Mm-hmm. But if they want to do things with us, the two things I want to highlight here are they can say, I want to do an event in my local community talking to other veterans about my journey into entrepreneurship. Or they can say, I want to work with VetFran to write an op-ed for my local paper, sharing my story with the community. And if they check either of those boxes, we'll get in touch with them. We have over 1,100 partner locations that have venues in all major U.S. cities and most of the smaller ones as well. So if you're a veteran in Tampa, a veteran franchisee, you sign up on the site and you check that box, we'll get in touch with you as soon as we can, and we'll schedule for you to go out to a local, you know, small business development center or a veteran business outreach center or an SBA office and lead either your own panel or just your own presentation. We'll equip them with a PowerPoint, talking points, and whatever else they need to effectively tell their story and educate their fellow veterans about entrepreneurship and franchising. Same thing with the op-ed.
That's very cool. So whether it's through that program or maybe the op-ed, is there also a way that they could share their story on social media or maybe share that with VetFran so it could be shared there as well?
Absolutely. So that menu of options that they can put a check mark next to on the members area, the very third one is sending us content about your business and yourself that we can share on social media.
Oh, very cool.
So Jack, you're one step ahead of me.
Love that. I'm geeking out over that. That's terrific.
Absolutely. We want to shine that spotlight on as many of them as we can.
Yeah. Are there any other projects related to that or maybe outside of that that you wanted to mention before we go today?
Sure. So in VetFran, we're always trying to go, 110%, and we're always trying to think a couple of steps ahead. So even though this program is just launching, and I can say with some excitement that the very first veteran franchisee signed up about an hour ago. So we're officially at one, and the next time we speak, I want to tell you that we're at 100, and the next time after that, that we're at 1,000.
Awesome.
So the two steps that we're thinking ahead is we recently started working with the Army Soldier for Life program, which oversees the transition, or it supports the transition of all Army personnel around the world who are in that 6-month transition phase. So while this VetFran 2.0 franchisee network is going to cater to veterans who have already transitioned out and are living in, any city, any community around the country. Mm-hmm. Our outreach to the Army is going to make sure, or it's going to help us get these veteran franchisees who want to tell their stories onto military bases where they can tell their story and share those resources with that transitioning class that's going through, that educational content on how to break into entrepreneurship or the job market. So we're very excited about that next step.
Yeah. So telling the story to people a little bit earlier in the transition phase, right? And maybe getting
interested
and getting them equipped. That's a fantastic idea.
Absolutely. And then if I may, I'll take a final minute of your time to tell you about one other really cool initiative that's totally different from all of this. And if any of your listeners are readers of Franchising World, the June issue comes out later this week, and I encourage you to check it out because the cover story is about this exact thing. The cover story is written by Senator Elizabeth Dole, former senator and former secretary. She's an absolute national treasure. Her husband is as well, Bob Dole, of course. Mm-hmm. So they wrote the cover story for this month's issue of Franchising World, and it's all about military caregivers and what the franchise community can do for them and with them. And we've been working on this initiative for about 9 months now, and it's launching this summer. We've put together a coalition of 18 home care companies. Every one of them has a commitment to veterans and military spouses, and every one of them is absolutely eager for talent. They're in a booming sector of the economy, and they have a hiring shortage. The demand for their services is exceeding their ability to service them. So we're going to look to build a bridge between the 5.5 million military caregivers in the United States and these home care companies for whom they would make great part-time caregivers or full-time caregivers, as the case may be. And our hope is that by this time next year, we can successfully say that thousands of military caregivers have been hired by the franchise community, that we've gone around the country talking about these opportunities for military spouses and caregivers. And working with great partners like the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, I think it's going to add a whole nother layer to the VetFran mission. So we're really excited about it.
That's very cool. You know what I like about that is I think when we think of veterans in franchising, we tend to think maybe a little stereotypically about, home services, right? Guys in trucks. And I think what this program is doing is expanding it out, especially into that home care sector, to something that that should come pretty natural, and there's benefits for veterans who are not only the franchisors and the franchisees, but the customers as well. So kudos on that. That's a terrific idea.
Thank you. Absolutely. And when I was at IFE, I met a great franchisee from First Light Home Care, Boyd, and he's a veteran himself. And now he's running a home care franchise. So I've got to say, veterans are literally in every vertical within our community, and they're doing great.
Awesome. That is great to hear. Good work on that. And teaming up with Mrs. Dole too, that's a world-class operation right there. So awesome. We'll be back in just a minute, but I did want to mention that this portion of Social Geek is brought to you by the Better Software Company. The Better Software Company has everything you need to take control of franchise operations with a software solution that does it all. Control your brand, support your franchisees, track leads, and take your sales and customer service to the next level with a CRM designed specifically for franchises. The Better Software Company believes that building franchise success means making it easy for franchisees to be successful. Learn more at thebettersoftwarecompany.com. That's thebettersoftwarecompany.com. Radim, thanks so much for joining Social Geek Radio today. If people have questions or they want to get more involved with VetFran, where can we send them?
Absolutely. So a great place to start is always VetFran.org. We're really proud of the new site. It's got a lot of great functionality and ways to interact with us. You can also follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook. We're active on both of those channels, thanks in part to a great partnership with Social Joey. And we always appreciate that in-person contact. So email us at vetfran.org. You can email me personally at rdragomaca@franchise.org. That's rdragomaca@franchise.org. And I've got two great colleagues here in the office, Matt Wiggins and Zach Stahl. And it's the same email for them, mwiggins@franchise.org and zstahl, S-T-A-H-L, at franchise.org. Get in touch with any of us, and we'd love to connect you with some VetFran resources, whether you're a franchisee, a franchisor, or just somebody who cares about veterans.
Excellent. And we'll have links to all of those places at socialgeekradio.com as well to make it nice and easy for people to hit you up. Radim, thanks so much for joining, and we will talk to you soon.
Perfect, Jack. Thank you for the opportunity, and have a great day, everyone.
All right. Thanks, and good night, everybody.